This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple development projects worth around 13,430 crore rupees at Kurnool in Andhra Pradesh this afternoon. These projects span across key sectors including industry, power transmission, roads, railways, defence manufacturing and petroleum and natural gas. The Prime Minister reached Kurnool this morning on a day-long visit to Andhra Pradesh. Upon arrival, the Prime Minister offered prayers at Sri Brahmaramba Mallikarjun Swami Varla Devasthanam at Sri Sailam in Nandyal district. He will also visit Sri Shivaji Spurti Kendra in Sri Sailam. India Today said that the current US administration has shown interest in deepening energy cooperation with and discussions are going on. Replying to media queries on country's energy sourcing, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal elaborated that country's oil import policies are guided entirely by the objective to safeguard the interests of the Indian consumers in a volatile energy scenario. He said that ensuring stable energy prices and secured supplies have been the twin goals of country's energy policy. Earlier during a press conference at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump said, U.S. has a great relationship with India and it is an incredible country. He described Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a great man and he's looking forward to meeting him on the sidelines of the upcoming ASEAN summit in Malaysia. Mr. Trump's statements came at a time when India's trade negotiating team is in Washington for the next round of talks with the U.S. officials. Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the Extradition of Fugitives Challenges and Strategies Conference in New Delhi. The two-day conference is being organized by the Central Bureau of Investigation. During the conference, senior police officers from various central and state police agencies will participate to discuss the issues of international police cooperation and devise strategies to locate and bring back fugitives to face criminal justice in India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed on enhanced cooperation among nations to deal with the challenges posed by terrorism, economic instability and climate change. He said these challenges are interconnected and they transcend national borders. The minister was addressing the conclave of chiefs of United Nations troop contributing countries in New Delhi today.
India approaches peacekeeping from its civilizational ethos. We see the world as one family, a vision enshrined in the timeless phrase of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. This is not just cultural wisdom, but an outlook that anchors our worldview. It is why India has consistently advocated for justice, dignity, opportunity, and prosperity for all societies and peoples. It is also why we place our faith in multilateralism and international partnerships.
Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya arrived in New Delhi today on a three-day visit. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said, during her visit, Ms. Amarasuriya will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Brazilian Vice President Geraldo Alckmin met Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan at the Vice President's enclave in New Delhi today. Mr. Alckmin is on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Alckmin will hold trade ministerial review meeting with Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal this afternoon. Foreign Minister of Egypt Badr Abdelati arrived in New Delhi today on a two-day visit. The Election Commission has issued directions for allotment of broadcast and telecast time to the national and state-recognized political parties on Doordarshan and Akashvani in view of the Bihar Assembly polls. Under the scheme, free broadcasting and telecasting facilities of a base time of 45 minutes has been allotted on both Doordarshan and Akashvani for each party. The National Security Guard, NSG, India's premier counter-terrorism force, is celebrating its 41st Raising Day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, in a social media post, extended greetings to the NSG personnel. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen will face Danish player Anders Antonsen in pre-quarterfinals of Denmark Open in Odense today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.